When someone takes me into their family, I reveal their secrets to their foes. When someone befriends me with affection, I betray their trust with no conscience. Dance and trample on this head, on the head of this betrayer, false conception. Mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. So somebody takes me into their family. So it could mean, you know, we're part of a family, or, you know, we're part of an organization, or somebody becomes a close friend. It means that we become somebody's confidant. We become somebody trusted in somebody else's life. Okay? And what do? When others trust us? I reveal their secrets to their foes. Blabbermouth here. Okay? So somebody trusts us, takes us in as a confidant, opens up and, you know, tells us things about their past, or tells us things about their present situation, or maybe difficulties they're having, or they tell us, you know, they confess to us things that they did in the past that they regret. And what do? We blabbermouth it, you know, especially to other people who could use the information against that person. Okay? So not really, you know, keeping others' trust in perspective. Now, of course, if somebody, you know, if we see behavior in a fellow Dharma student that is unbecoming, or we see something where that person could be getting themselves into a lot of trouble, then I think it's quite appropriate to go to their spiritual mentor, or go to their doctor, or go to their spouse, or go to their family, and elicit the help of that person in helping this person. You know? So that's quite different than gossiping about somebody behind their back and betraying their secrets. Okay? It's doing something because you're genuinely concerned about somebody's welfare, and you see them digging themselves into a hole. Okay? So, you know, be careful here and be able to distinguish these two different situations. Okay, you getting what I'm saying here? Okay. When someone befriends me with affection, I betray their trust with no conscience. So, you know, again, somebody befriends us, is affectionate towards us, trusts us, you know, confides in us, depends upon us, and we repay, this trust, we betray their trust with, instead of just, oh, I feel like doing this, this makes me happy, bye-bye. Yeah, I don't care what happens to you, I don't care about your feelings, you know, but this makes me feel good, this better place. Somebody is counting on us for either emotional support, and then we have no time for them, or they're counting on us to help them with some project, and, you know, we leave them high and dry in the middle of it, or, they're trusting us to take care of them when they're old and they're sick, or whatever, and that situation happens, and we're long gone, you know. We're far away from them as we can be. Okay? So not really honoring people's trust. And I think that this is, you know, I mean, it's a great tragedy that's happening to society nowadays, and we see it all over. And, you know, people becoming so self-centered and so looking for their own pleasure that they don't really honor the trust that other people put in them. Yeah, and so I think, I mean, we can all look in our lives, can't we, and see how other people have betrayed our trust or misused our affection or haven't come through for us. And people who have been kind to us over a long period of time, do we really see their kindness, or do we just have the attitude of, well, you're supposed to be kind to me, you know? Your job is to be kind to me. My job is, you know, if I feel like being kind to you, that's fine, but that's not my job. Okay? But your job is to be very kind to me. Uh-huh. And especially towards family members, you know, how we treat them in that way. Uh-huh. And so, you know, really thinking of of the trust that other people have in us, and do we really take their trust? I mean, people who trust us are giving us an incredible compliment about our character. Because when you trust somebody, it's worth, and then on the basis of that, and you know, keeping to continually developing the three principal aspects of the path, then being able in the future to really make my life easily, and you know, not letting our own greediness for pleasure or greediness for convenience make us blind to the fabric that holds society together, you know? Because trust is really the thing that keeps our society together. As soon as we stop trusting each other, you know, it's just, you know, things just fall apart. And so trust, you know, when people trust us, it's a great compliment. And, you know, being able to fulfill somebody's trust is, it's not just an obligation and a duty, it's an honor, you know, because we're contributing to somebody's well-being. So I think, you know, important to value those relationships in which there's a lot of trust. No. And if somebody is expecting something unrealistic of us, then of course, you know, we have to inform them. Or if something comes up in the middle and we're not able to do what we said that we were going to do, you know, we have to have the graciousness to look in the long term and the short term. Okay? If it's of short term benefit and long term benefit, of saying, you know, things have changed. I mean, but being honest with other people, you know, and really keeping the fabric of society together instead of just, oh, I feel like doing this. This makes me happy. I'm, you know, bye-bye. Yeah, I don't care what happens to you. I don't care about your feelings, you know, but this makes me feel good. This brings me happiness. This is what I want to do. Ciao, folks. Okay. Now, somebody might say, well, you know, they might look at me and point the finger at me and say, well, you know, your parents weren't happy when you got ordained. You know, what about you? Okay. You know, and that's a good question. You know, what about me? Well, when I looked at the situation and I thought, well, you know, if I live the life my parents want me to live, I'm still not going to be able to make them happy. And in future lives, I'll probably have a lower rebirth and not be able to benefit anybody. Whereas if this lifetime I'm able to, you know, practice the Dharma and keep precepts, I'll have benefit in the long term or the short term, forget it. Okay? So instead of just looking at short-term benefit and pleasure, really look over the long term, over the path, then being able in the future to really make my life of benefit and service. So it might involve a few people being inconvenienced this lifetime, but in the long term, looking for the long range good of others, that's what seemed to be the best decision. So they always say, you know, when you make decision, to look in the long term and the short term, okay? If it's of short-term benefit and long-term benefit, do it. Okay? If it's of short-term benefit and long-term harm, don't do it. Yeah? If it's of short-term harm or inconvenience but long-term benefit, do it. And if it's of neither benefit in the long term or the short term, forget it. Okay? So instead of just looking at short-term benefit and pleasure, really look over the long term, over, you know, what's going to be best for the greatest number of people. Okay? Knowing that we're always not going to be able to please everybody. I mean, no assumption, what can we do that's of the greatest benefit? Okay?